This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The number of the day on this Monday is 5008. 5008.1, if you're looking for a little bit of specificity in your lives. That was the close on the NASDAQ today, the first time in 15 years that index has closed above 5K. And it puts the tech-heavy NASDAQ within striking distance of its record high from back in the halcyon days of the dot-com boom. All of which means, honestly, bupkis, not a whole lot, except perhaps for this. It's fun to think about some of the things that weren't around last time the NASDAQ was this high. Facebook, iPhones and iPads, Twitter, and oh yeah, Google. Speaking of which, there is news from the world's biggest search company that actually does a whole lot of other stuff too. At the Mobile World Congress going on in Barcelona this week, Google confirmed something that has been in the wind for a couple of months now. They're getting into the wireless networking business, but in a very small-scale way. That's a quote. It's small-scale in the way that only Google has, I guess. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has the what's and the whys of a possible Google phone plan.
Let's start with what Google isn't doing.
One of the tidbits that was disclosed today was that they don't plan on really setting up a service that will go directly head-to-head with the two that dominate the U.S. market, AT&T and Verizon.
Bill Menezes at Gartner says rather than setting up its own cell phone towers, Google will buy access to Sprint's or T-Mobile's and then use the data, texting, and phone calls as part of a new product. There are a lot of companies that do this already. Scott Allen is the director of one called Ting.
We take care of the sales, marketing, customer service, and billing. So everything other than operating the network.
That they leave to Sprint, but they sell customers on a more flexible bill.
It's sort of like a utility, like your water bill or your electricity bill. You use less, you pay less.
As for what Google's product will look like, the best guess of internet analyst Ben Schachter is a plan that relies on Wi-Fi for internet and phone calls, switching to cell networks only as a backup. But he says the news today is that Google is treating this not as a new national business, but as a limited experiment or reference program.
Historically, these reference programs have not really been focused on making money. I mean, I think if they do make money, if they have a major hit with something, they'd certainly be pleased.
But the purpose is really just to nudge the big cell networks and get more people online, according to Gartner's Bill Menezes.
And at the end of the day, who benefits from that? Google, because all those people are using search, accessing YouTube, using Google Docs, and so on.
Today's speech from Google's Sundar Pichai said the new plan's selling points would include seamless access to cellular and Wi-Fi networks and automatically reconnecting dropped calls. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.